Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is toblacksheepradio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson. We're being a black sheep. Good thing. You never know what they're going to say.
Well, good evening, everybody, for another exciting episode of Two Black Sheep Radio on October the 22nd. Hard to believe we're climbing up on fall and probably closer to winter than we want to even talk about. Especially for my northern friend and co-host, Bob Granger. Hey, Bob, did you get home safe Dave? Yet?
No, but it's a beautiful night to drive. It's pretty clear out, no snow. It's only going to take me another hour and a half or so. That's not too bad.
So you're mobile tonight. You're a mobile black sheep. You're sort of out in the pasture, aren't you? This is great.
You know, it's a little bit different than usual, too. Usually, I'm at my desk at the office, you know, with a beverage of choice, kind of like sitting back, you know. And so tonight, you know, like I'm driving, and so there's a few components. Yeah, a few components missing here, but you'll have that.
Well, that's important if you're driving because, you know, we don't want to contribute in black sheep fashion. We want to be really good because tonight, we're going to have a great show tonight. Before we get into that, I'm going to turn the tables on you, my good friend. Boy, you're afraid what I'm going to say some nights, aren't you? Especially the conversation we've had today. You're saying he won't really talk about that live, will he? And I won't.
I'm almost always in fear when I'm wondering what you're going to come up with next.
Well, I think you know, but I'm going to hold back. I'm going to save this for a special edition show. Where I bring it out, we have a public discussion. I think that'd be a lot of fun, and that would lead to all sorts of recovery stories. So let's just instead go to your normal stage of recovery over the last week. What have you done the last week that you've had to sort of rebuild, recuperate, and recover?
Well, probably the most logical one is we had our annual Ryder Cup tournament on Saturday. And it's a little bit different than the one you see
from
you, on
right?
TV. Yeah. It's kind of, I won't go into graphic detail, but let's just say that we enjoy ourselves immensely with legal beverages, 24 holes of golf, not 18, which is tough on me, you know, with my knees and that. But it took me
a couple of days
to recover. It was a 15-15 tie. I tell you what, we had so much fun, Dave. I got to get you at one because we play different formats, alternate shot, and all this stuff. You know, just had a blast. But my knees were toasted. They're just coming back now. I do blame my favorite massage therapist for them just coming back now because she couldn't fit me this week. You know, it's all one of these things.
Like
I said,
problem.
Listen, I'm begging you. Yeah, I know. I'm begging you. And that's what she said. Basically, she says you'll be okay. You'll be okay. It's just what
well,
in the world. But anyway, it's
I think
not
it's
right.
Also part because I've been hearing her say for quite a while, you know, Bob's been complaining about his knees. Don't you think he should go get them repaired? He said, and she goes, can you help me, Dave, you know, talk him into that? And I said, he's a grown man. You know, if he wants to hobble around and complain about it, it gives me something to talk about on the show. So we're just going to let that one ride slow tonight.
No,
and I'm going to go into that one either.
I would be happy to change that subject. And let me ask you, how are you feeling, young man? I know that you had to take a trip to your doctor.
I did, and it was an interesting one. Again, more of leader being extracted out of me. It's amazing what happens. The heart has gotten smaller, which is good, you know, and sort of going into shape, but still having a fluid buildup thing, and they can't figure that one out. And I said, okay. And, you know, of course, I'm sure it wasn't any of the illegal. I like how you keep saying legal beverages. I'm sure it wasn't, you know, the legal beverages that we that we had. And I had my good friend Dave Lipinski up at camp, and we had some moonshine. I think that was an eye-opener. And then I closed the place down. So I am through with the Adirondacks. I closed it down, and I head on down south, and we did that great meeting, that wonderful meeting that we did at the Florentine Gardens with our upcoming guests. And it was just fun to hang. You know, I mean, we're getting a little old for some of the antics, but I recovered from that too as well. And I'm in Hershey now, getting packed up, head out Saturday morning to go down to see my grandkids and daughters and son-in-law. Looking forward to that, Bob.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, by the way, one quick question. Since they're still having difficulties figuring out the fluid buildup, have you decided to fire him yet?
I told him that. I said, listen, I said, here's the deal. If you can't, he goes, well, it's a little perplexing. You know, it's not like we can do this. I said, what do I have to do? Come in like every week or something? You're going to, like, you know, hook me up to something and drain me? I mean, like an oil change? He said, that really doesn't, you know, partake in my normal way of living. And he goes, no, he said, you know, hopefully it's something that will go away. And I go, this is great. Now, and of course, you know me, I'm a kidder with him. And I always say, so how many years you go to medical school to be able to say, hey, it probably will go away? I mean, come on. You know, so much for that primary health care. But he's kept me alive. So I feel good about that. And I feel good about the direction of what we're doing with the show. And I don't want to waste a whole lot more time. You know me, I love talking with you. I just can't wait for that show, Bob, when you and I are going to go head-to-head. And that will be, I think I'll send out private invitations for the first 15 minutes of that show as well. And then we'll take it into the live arena after. But let's go ahead. Let's get to the meat of the potato, like they say, for tonight. We've been putting together these morning shows, and your morning show, Bob, was, you called it Rock and Roll with Grains, right? I just want to make sure it's still solid, and you're going to do it Monday morning at?
Well, that's to be decided on, you know, between 7 or 8. You
give
know,
me a time. Give me a time.
Well,
I just need a time.
Okay, I would say
you
7.
Want me to assign you a time? I can assign you a time. I can assign you 9 o'clock, and that will really goof you all up. I could do 8 o'clock. We could do 8 o'clock consistently all across the board.
I like that. That's fine.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and throw you in for that. And then we've got Charlie Meltzer. And we're sort of playing with his we come up with a name that we really like. And it's pretty much like the America I See or the America I Want or something. But it's going to be in that format with Charlie Meltzer. And then I won't bring up the surprise yet.
Hey, Dave. Dave, has the station let us know that they'll be able to record the morning shows as well?
Yeah, we can record them all. It'll be the same format, except for yours, of course. They said there was only so much they could do with Granger, and they said, rock and roll, seriously? And then they asked if it was a music show, and they said, no, he's just sort of weird. He's way out there. But no, we're covered, just like, and they'll all be up on iTunes as well, so we'll have them available for everybody. But let's go ahead. I want to go ahead and do this. I know that my great friends Tom and Annie, who I finally got to spend some time with and go over some things, not only for the show, but also just life in general. We always have a blast and we're together. Well, they sent me the clip. You know, it's a pretty good-sized clip. It's about a show, and I think it's going to fill in, come out really nice tonight. And, of course, even though it's tonight, it is a morning show, and we sort of play with it a little bit. They came out with a great little name. And this is not the actual intro, but I played with it a little bit just for the fun of it. And then what we're going to be doing is we're going to be interviewing them right after. So it should be a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and get them into it. What do you say about that, Bob? You ready to sit back a little and drive safely?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all you had to say was absolutely. Pay attention. Okay, here we go. Let's go ahead and start with Tom and Annie's new show.
Welcome to the Morning Blend with Tom and Annie Diodor.
Hello, everyone. This is Annie Diodone, and my husband Tom Diodone is sitting right next to me. And I just have to start off by saying what an honor it is to be asked to be a part of Two Black Sheep Radio for many different reasons. One is we have the utmost respect for Dave Wilkerson and Bob Granger and now Charlie but, you know, this is such a tremendous platform for people in general, whether they are in a traditional business, whether they are in a network marketing business, but across the board, we're able to share ideas, thoughts, experiences with those who choose to listen, and that's just priceless for me. So I thank each and every one of you for allowing us to be a part of it. It truly, truly makes us feel extremely special, and I'm going to touch upon the word special shortly, because I do believe that is such an important word in our everyday life. I'm going to turn it over to Tom.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and again, no sense in reiterating what you said, but obviously I'm honored. We are blessed to be on this platform, on this great radio show. And yeah, I think, Danny, what's really important about this platform is, you know, we have a lot of friends on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. And, you know, one of the things we've learned in network marketing is not to bombard your friends and family, people that are not in the business with, you know, network marketing stuff. And one of the things that I'd like this show, obviously, to be is that you to be able to invite your friends and your family will be on it. It's not going to be strictly network marketing. It's going to be about life in general. Yeah, we're going to talk about network marketing. Actually, I think we should really start off the show talking about how we got started. You know, what brought us in? You know, me being a traditional business owner my whole life, never did network marketing. You being in corporate America, never did network marketing. I laughed at network marketing when I was 18 years old. Someone showed me a great company that today is one of the largest network marketing companies publicly traded. And the only thing I got from that presentation was to go out and sell soap. Didn't understand the power of leverage, the power of duplication of people, points of distribution, which we do that every day. I do it every day in my traditional business. So maybe we can touch upon real quickly, you know, how we got started. Yeah. Quick snippet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great story. I think it's a great story, especially because we had no network marketing experience to begin with. It was completely foreign to us. But when we were introduced to it, I always compliment you and say that within the first 10 minutes of you seeing this particular opportunity, you were enthralled. You knew it was something spectacular, and you really had no questions. I mean, you saw it from the beginning. And that was your mind frame, and I think that that's so spectacular because, to me, it speaks volumes about how you think as a business individual, how you think as an entrepreneur, because that's what you are and that's what you have been from a very young age. And I love our story because I, on the flip side, think completely differently from you. My background being corporate, and we just see things differently, and it complements one another. And so when you shared the opportunity with me, I had no interest. I didn't believe in this business model. I didn't believe in this system. And I thought it was a hoax, complete and utter hoax. So that story to me resonates, and I love sharing it with people who, again, are both in and out of the business because really, ignorance is bliss, right? And it's so easy for us today in the society to shut something down before we truly understand it. And that was a valuable lesson for me, to really, you know, close my mouth, open my ears and my eyes, and listen and watch and learn. So I thank you for that. It's been 4 years now, and I love this profession. I love all of our professions.
Right.
But I am still in awe today, as I was in the beginning, at how spectacular of an opportunity network marketing is.
In general.
It
doesn't matter what company.
It doesn't matter what company, for many different reasons. First and foremost, your background doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether English is your first language or your mm-hmm. third language.
Right.
And your education, your religious belief. Anybody has the opportunity. Anybody and everybody have the same opportunity to succeed. And I love that about this profession. You can tag your own value.
Absolutely. So that's great. And obviously, I think a quick snippet of being in a traditional business in corporate America and diving into network marketing. What I've seen in 4 years, and you know, I want to preface to the listeners, you know, we haven't made millions and millions of dollars, but I think what's tremendous about it is that in 4 years, and we took a hiatus from a great company and went to another company, decided it wasn't for us, came back to that same amazing company, was the power of still, you know, having your website turned back on and still have a considerable residual income. And you know, in without getting into the sum of dollars, but if you could imagine, you know, you probably need $500,000 invested somewhere, returning you 4, 5, 6% or more to have the income that we are, you know, thankfully getting for work that we did, you know, starting back 4 years ago and again taking 16, 17 months off. So just again to talk about some topics, some things that I think are really important that we'd like to share is traditional business. You know, today we had a great time. We had all our chefs from the different operations come to the estate at Florentine Gardens, which is the catering venue, and they did sampling. They produced some new food items. And we used technology. We used Periscope. And the guys, you know, and the gals came out and they put all the food products out, and we put it on online. And, you know, I was just saying to the chefs and my partner AJ, how cool it is today that these platforms exist, just like this particular radio program. You know, where would we ever have a chance to be on a radio show and have a talk show? And it's unbelievable.
The word exposure comes to mind,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So in that scenario, you were exposing
what we do,
what you do,
and how we do it.
And isn't that sort of our platform in
mm-hmm.
network marketing?
Absolutely.
Exposure.
You know, talk about families. Talk about blended families. You know, you and I, we have blended families, right? Second marriage. We have, you know, 5 children between us, from ages from 29 to 11 years old. So that's a big spread. So how do you cohabitate in that world, which is a lot of fun and it's very interesting?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you cohabitate with your family and friends that are not part of network marketing? You know, I've seen in 4 years, and I've done a lot of soul searching, and I watch and I listen and I read and audiobooks and self-development. But what all comes back down, I look at a lot of people in the industry, especially a lot of successful ones, and you could see the things that they do, and you see the things that maybe you may not want to do. How do you cohabitate with friends and family that are not in the industry? You know, how do you not become that person that people say, you know, every time I'm with them, all they do is talk about network marketing? I mean, when I hang out with my friend Jimmy today, I play golf with him, I didn't talk about catering all day long. He didn't talk about trucking and warehousing. We just had a good time. So, you know, maybe give some hints out there to people in network marketing and get them to understand that it's not just, there's more to business, more to network marketing than always beating that drum.
Right, about building relationships and knowing where you stand at each particular time.
Absolutely. Overcoming objections. You know, being in business for so long, I started when I was 18 years old, and objections, no, is like my friend. You know, I know we did a training. Remember, it was Know Your Way to the Top, N-O, Your Way to the Top.
Absolutely, and you're making me think of this commercial about sleep and wake. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but this woman carries around this cat-like thing that says sleep and wake, and I just envision that with you carrying around this little furry no.
Right.
Right, and you know what? It has to be your friend. You have to be comfortable with the word no.
Yeah, and, you know, just a quick snippet of that training was, you know, 10,000 people a year call my venue to book a wedding, and only 200 of them end up booking. So without getting deep into it, that's 9,800 no's. If
mm-hmm.
if people in network marketing or a realtor, I mean, you're a realtor. I mean, you get a yes every time you go out and ask someone for a listing, or you show a house. Does everybody that you meet say, oh, I'll take that house?
Yeah.
No, it's all about no's.
Absolutely.
So, you know, hopefully we can really drive home the word no, getting people to understand that that's a really great word. Because if you're not getting no's, I guarantee you're not getting yeses, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Managing priorities.
And not time. Priorities.
Not time. And I'm stealing that from John Maxwell, a great thought leader, where, and again, you know, these are people that I never would have ever listened to or read or, you know, audiobooked if it wasn't for network marketing. I know many, many years ago, I did some self-development, but this was big time. You know, network marketing has opened my eyes, and I believe, I don't know, we've been together now. Has it made me a better person?
Do you see the tears welling up in my eyes?
I do.
It, you're saying these names, and wow, in the past 4 years that we've been involved in this profession, you've really gotten so...
more understanding?
Well, you were always understanding, but you have a different depth to you, and I couldn't be more proud of you. You know, I would say there was a good two-year period where every night you don't have the patience to read all that much, but you're an audiobook guy, and you would have those earplugs in your ears, and you were constantly listening and listening again and listening again, and I was really so proud of you, because that takes such discipline and it takes such hunger to do so. And I think if we can share that with people out there, that is just so powerful.
And have you noticed when we removed ourselves from network marketing for 16, 17 months, even though we did another deal, we really didn't really do it. We
yes.
did a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me away from doing that.
Yes.
I wasn't listening to John Maxwell. I wasn't putting on Jim Rohn. I wasn't doing it. And you know, for to the listeners, we're not trying, again, sell material, you know. I believe that, you know, especially people get started in network marketing, a lot of people really, money is an issue, and they're looking to make more money. And to try to sell you to go out and buy material from people, I don't think is fair. But there's so much free material on the internet. You go on YouTube, you can get Jim Rohn's material, John Maxwell. So, you know, please don't misunderstand when we mention these names. It's up to you, obviously, later, maybe after if you're in network marketing, make a few dollars and you want to start to invest in yourself, which I think is the most important thing. But right off the bat, I'm telling you, we're not here to try to sell information. We're just trying to share information with you. And there's many places out there on the internet to get it for free. So,
or your local library.
Or your local library. I don't know. Do they have libraries anymore?
They do, and it's a beautiful place to go.
Good. Interview friends, family, you know, successful business people, stay-at-home moms. You know, we're gonna have a blend of shows, a blend of people, you know, very successful people.
I think we should call our show The Morning Blend.
I like that.
You like that? I like
all right.
that, too.
Okay, all The right. Morning Blend. We're gonna keep it interesting. We're not going to drive home network marketing every day, but hopefully what we have to say might make a difference in your life. I know it helps us because we talk a lot. My wife and I have a great relationship, and I believe we help each other.
Every day.
So what's what else? I think we're going to kind of wrap this up.
I think you touched upon everything that we had discussed prior to actually being on air. But I think the core of all of this is, and I said the word in the beginning, special, because it is so special for us to be a part of this show and that we were asked to host the Morning Blend, as mm-hmm. we now call it, on Friday mornings at 9 a.m. But, you know, imagine making someone feel special every day. And I'm not saying falsely, genuinely special. And I made a promise to myself that once a month I would sit down and I would say thank you to anybody that month that, you know, I deserved a thank you, that made a difference, whether they taught me a lesson, whether they helped me, whether they opened my eyes. I don't know. But it really doesn't take a lot to make somebody feel special. And it's so easy to not do it because we are inherently lazy, right? We text, we shoot an email, but how about going out of your way and picking the phone up? And I'm saying this across the board in all industries. I know, Tom, you always talk about wanting to make your staff feel special. You know, mm-hmm. they work hard. They work really hard for you. And you always are looking for ways to thank them, to show your appreciation for them. But what if we just did it every day, the part of our daily life, whether it's smiling at the young mother who's got the two screaming kids to make her feel that you understand and mm-hmm. hey, I've been there, or, you know, the I don't know, the smallest gesture every day. And so the core for me with this show is to share our experiences with people and to encourage people to be positive, to share that special feeling, because, you know, it's been said the two most important days of your life are the day that you're born and the day that you figure out why. And I can't wait to figure out why, but I can tell you that until I do, every day is going to be a blessing for me, and I'm going to feel special myself, and I'm going to share that specialness with everyone.
That's great. Great thought, great ideas. And just to ad lib a little bit on what you said,
mm-hmm.
We had a tremendous, you know, about a year ago, I asked my staff, anytime they booked an event at the venue, to send an email to the whole team, the chef,
mm-hmm.
you know, the assistants, the sous chef, the garmage chef, all the other salespeople, management. And all that started to do was build a little camaraderie. So, and then I would reply back, great job. Everybody would start to chime in. And, you know, I learned that from network marketing. Mm-hmm. I learned that because, you know, when someone joins your business, what happens? Your phone goes off, and I don't care which company it is, mm-hmm. and it says, hey, you have a new member, a new distributor, a new consultant, whatever it is. And then what's your job as a leader is to pick up the phone and welcome that person and make them feel special. Mm-hmm. So today I happened to call my office, and I asked a young man in my office who's one of our number one salespeople. I said, do me a favor, go look at the fax machine. I'm expecting something. If you could just take a look at it, take a picture, and send it to me. And he said, I will. And when he did that, he replied underneath. He goes, hey, I don't know if you noticed, but I had a really busy day today. And he did. He booked three jobs, which are big, you know, we call them whales in the business, three monster jobs. And I said, I'm really sorry. I've been real busy. And when I got home tonight, I replied to him and said, great job. You know, you're killing it. But I'm starting, you understand now that they're looking for that. They're looking for that recognition. And, you know, you go to a meeting in network marketing and people can't wait to stand up and tell you what their rank is and where they're from and what they do for a living. It's almost like sometimes you need a hook to make them sit down because they're just so excited to talk. So
no,
recognition is so important.
It is so important. And this evening we had left one of our presentations, and it was so great to have somebody ask us questions. She wanted a little guidance, and we helped her, and she was so excited. And that's, you know, when I say special, that's what I mean. She felt special that whether it's a person on our team or not on our team, we were willing to help her. And that's when I say special, it made her feel special. And you know what? It made me feel special because I was able to help her.
Yeah, and you did a great job because
I
listened to it. Last thing I'm going to say, one of the biggest topics I would like to address on our show is working together as couples.
Oh, yeah.
What one of the hardest things in life, okay, whether it be in traditional business or network marketing or a job, is when your significant other doesn't support you. So maybe through the different shows we have, we can talk about how we help each other, how we, you know, not everybody has a great day. There's days both of us have a bad day.
Absolutely.
But who's going to be the one to say, maybe her day is worse than mine, so let me take the back seat and build her up and vice versa. So, guys, hopefully you enjoyed our little sample of what our show is going to be like. Obviously, this was off the cuff, so if we didn't sound that great, I apologize. But once again, Dave and Bob, Charlie, we are honored and blessed to be on this Two Black Sheep Radio, and we look forward to really growing a huge audience and moving this forward.
And we'll see you Friday at 9 a.m. on the Morning Blend.
I like the Morning Blend. Good night, or good morning.
Well, it sounds to me like the Morning Blend on 9 o'clock on Friday mornings is definitely the place to be. You know, I listening to that, and I realize how valuable it's going to be having a couple talk about life in general, traditional business owners, network marketing, put all that combination together. It's going to be a great morning, and I'm going to even let my great friend Bob do the first part of this because I know I'm going to open up the mic shortly there for Tom and Annie, so be prepared. And then, Bob, are you ready? Are you ready to take over and ask something that's, like, intelligent?
Absolutely. You know how I always ask these intelligent questions to start with, Dave?
Yeah, I can go back to a bunch of them, and they weren't that intelligent. But you know what? I know because you just spent time with these great people you're looking for. So I'm going to open their mic up right now, and I'll bring them on, and I'm going to turn them over to you. So hold on 1 second there, Mr. Granger. Tom and Annie, have we connected tonight?
We are here. Can you hear us?
Oh, you're perfect. You're perfect, and we're going to have and I'm going to get a chance to interview in a second, but I'm going to go ahead and turn you right over to the other black sheep in the family. Or he's been out in the pasture for a while, so he's got to come out, and he can't wait to chat with you. So, Bob, they're all yours.
Hey, Tom and Annie, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Doing awesome, Bob.
Tremendous. So, by the way, I did like your opening segment. I thought it was tremendous. I love the name of your show. And I had a great time seeing you this past Monday. And I'm so happy that we're going to be doing these shows together. We're going to have so much fun doing them.
Absolutely. We are excited about it, and we can't wait to do the first one.
Well, I do have a question or two. My first question is probably the obvious one, which I'm not even going to ask. You know, that was going to be the one, you know, Tommy, how in the world did you ever land Annie? Because, I mean, she's so out of your league. You got such the better end of the deal, you know, and Annie did fair at best. But I'm not going to ask that, you know, because of the fact it's a Morning Blend show. You know, so I have to ask a question that both of you, I'd love to hear both of your inputs, and here it is. You know, both of you have been and are currently exceptionally successful in life and in your businesses, your business, Tommy, and Annie in the corporate industry, and currently as you go forward with your network marketing. And we all know that 9 out of 10 people definitely need a network marketing business, and some actually desperately need it. But there's many people that don't have, well, the, you know, the backbone that people like you do, or maybe the upbringing, or maybe the mentoring, or the parents. There could be a multitude of reasons that they've had it tougher in life. So those people that definitely need this business but don't have the confidence and maybe have never had the confidence, when you're talking to them, how can you invoke the fact that they can ultimately get the confidence to move forward successfully in their own business?
That's a great question. You know, ironically, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I know you're going to be surprised at this, but I was at a golf course, and I saw a young man that worked for me many, many years ago. He was at 18 years old, came to work for me. By 24, he left, went to college, got an education. He has an accounting degree, and I saw him there with his dad. His father's actually he's a comptroller in a company. And, hey, what's going on? And he's like, you know, I'm waiting tables again. And, you know, now he's 37 years old. And he's at a very exclusive country club here in northern Burton County. But I'm looking at this young man. I'm going, I can't believe you went back to what you left. And obviously what was the first thought in my mind was, you know, how do I show him this opportunity? And it took about five or six golf dates that I had to blow off, unfortunately. Because I got busy, and then he got called into work. And I'll cut to the chase. On Monday night, when I knew you guys were coming, I gave him a quick text message, and I said, listen, I know it's short notice. I know he lives in Rivervale, and he came over. And as soon as he walked through the door, I said, you know, pal, I got to be honest with you. I totally, totally sandbagged you. I'm inviting you to a business presentation. Right off the bat, he's like, you know, I know you're in this business. He had heard through the grapevine over the years. So he wasn't upset, and he listened to the presentation. Long story short, I said, listen, I still want to play golf with you. Even though you got exposed to this opportunity, I still want to play golf with you. So I spent 4.5 hours with him today. And I did not talk about the opportunity until the last 5 minutes when we were actually leaving. I gave him some collateral material. But I spent the whole day understanding him and trying to understand what he wants out of life. And it's amazing, you know, someone at 37 is not looking for a mansion, is not looking for the yacht, is not looking for the Ferrari. You know, he said to me if I could have a house paid, a car paid. Matter of fact, he still had the car, his first brand-new Jeep Cherokee that he bought when he was 18 years old. Matter of fact, the dealership doesn't exist in this area anymore, but the car's still going. So it's amazing how not everybody has that desire to go out and have a mansion and a yacht. And what I did, though, spend the whole day recognizing him, what a great person he's become. And I impressed the fact on how lots of money is not that important. As a matter of fact, one of the clubs that we joined here locally, we belong to a few clubs, but this one is a very – he said, I can't believe you play here. It's such a beer and peanut place. I said, but it's great people. You know, you don't have to be at the $50,000 country club sometimes, okay? So what I did do was spend the whole day working with him and trying to understand what he really wants out of life. And I said to him, you know, I think this might work for you. And he agreed with me and gave him some material, and it looks like he's probably going to come into the business. So how do you do it? I don't know if there's a real skill. There's a skill to life.
I would say, Bob. I think you need to get good in network marketing, and I think in business in general, you really need to understand your audience. You really need to understand what people are looking for, right? When people come into your business, your traditional business, you need to find out what their needs are, and then you have to craft your package to fit that need, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about caring about that individual.
Right.
You know, and,
so
one
of the big mistakes I think we all make in network marketing and even in traditional sales is that we go after people like the Rottweiler, you know, where you got to put the hammer down, you got to close the deal. I think there's so much more to life and there's so much more to sales in general, and whether we say network marketing isn't sales, it is, and we sell ourselves every day. Everything we do, we sell ourselves. So I don't know if I really answered your question, but I tried to bring a real-life experience on how to build somebody's confidence up all day long through golf, through stories, through asking lots of questions about him and his family and where things were going on, and he really opened up to me, and I could feel us getting closer again like we did many, many years ago.
I'm going to add to that. I think that's a great story and it's such a great experience today. And Grange, my attitude is it's a bunch of BS. I don't care where you came from or what your background is, how much failure you've had, if you know you had a bad childhood, a great childhood, you went to a great school, you didn't go to school. Those are all excuses, Bob. And I think what's really important for us to do is with business partners, with people in general, is to really make them understand that failure is not an option unless you allow it to be. And if you allow failure to be one of your options, you're darn right that confidence is going to go out the window. So I'm going to believe in everybody right from the get-go, more than probably they're going to believe in themselves, and that's okay. But how valuable is it for that person to say, wow, she believes in me. I got to own up to this belief. And I like to handle it that way because, you know, failure's on you. I'm doing everything I can to lift you up and to surround you with opportunity. The rest is up to you.
Well, I really like that, Annie and Tommy. Those are both great takes on the same scenario, you know. And it's going to be so much fun these morning shows and having you as a guest host too with the show on Thursday nights. We're going to have a lot of fun with this. And I appreciate those answers. And I'm going to turn it back over to the big guy here.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks.
And who might that be? Oh, that's right. The big guy is actually going to be Charlie Meltzer. So I'm going to bring him on because he just decided to grace us with his presence. So I thought I'd unmute him and I know that he's going to amaze us with the amount of intelligence he's going to offer to you and ask you some questions here. Hey, Charlie, we got you on the air, so it's your chance. Step right up to the plate, my friend.
Well, listen, first off, I'm sorry. Thursday night falls on a night that I have a meeting, so it's tough, but I try to jump on as soon as I can. Yeah, I know. I got to work around that. You know, network marketing has its place, but not getting in the way of Black Sheep. I understand with that. But, you know, I didn't get to listen to Tom and Annie, and I only got the last couple of minutes of Annie. But I heard Annie say, lift you up. And, you know, when I met Tom and Annie, the only thing I'm upset about with them is that from the day I met them, we had a great kickoff together. We got along really well, and we talked about getting together. And, you know, as much as I reached out to them, they reached out to me, but we just couldn't seem to click to get something to happen together. So I'm going to put it out there again for Tom and Annie. We need to get together on my lake, go out partying on the boat for a little while and have some fun together, go to dinner and do some stuff, and I'm hoping that Black Sheep is going to bring us together even more with that. But I will tell you, I am so excited to listen to you guys to hear because in your network marketing business, I was on some of your team calls that you had, and it was so exciting. I can't wait to see what you guys say and what you do and how you change my day and how I affect my life and how you affect my life and my family's life. So I'm real, real excited about it. I'm not really as excited about Dave. I mean, I'm pretty excited about Bob, But I'm real excited about talking to you guys, Tom and Annie, and listening to you. You guys are great. So thank you, and I can't wait for that.
Thank you. You put a lot of pressure on us.
Yeah, and right back at you, Charlie. We can't wait for your first morning show, which is?
When's that happening?
Hey, listen, I don't know. The radio station has to make a decision on that at some point. They keep telling me now that I'm on for Tuesday. They just don't tell me what Tuesday. So I don't know, but it's going to be a big week whenever that is when we all hit it up one after the other.
All right. Well, Tuesday is better than no day. So
you're right. And listen, you know how I feel about you and Annie. You know how I feel. I tell your hubby all the time. You guys are the best. You're rock solid people. You're tremendous leaders. You're business people. I couldn't be prouder to call you my friends, business associates, partners, and all those great things. But I really do love it when we get to talk and spend time together, and I hope there's a lot more to come. And if nothing else, Dave kind of brought us together, so I got to give him credit for that part of it at least.
Absolutely. We feel the same way about you, Charlie. You and the family, you're a class act that we absolutely look forward to learning from you as we have already in the past. So thanks again. Thanks for coming out on Monday and supporting our meeting. It was tremendous. Bob, Dave, all you guys got such great feedback. So thanks.
I love being there. Anytime we can be together, I will 100% be there. I love it. So I'm excited, but I'm not going to take up any more time tonight. I'm sorry I got on late. I'll listen to the recording of the call because I can't wait to see what you guys had to say and what was going on and what he put you under the gun for. But I will talk to you soon, and thanks for everything. And listen, thanks for the hospitality the other night, dinner and staying over. I had a great time, a lot of fun, and thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
Thank
Safe
you.
Travels. We'll see you real soon.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
You know, it was killing me not to mute him a few times throughout his spiel, but because I have so much respect for both of you, I let him just keep on talking, he's painting himself in the corner with me, but that's okay. I can't wait for my morning show to start, that's all I can tell you. Well, listen, Tom and Annie, here's what I want to be able to bring up, because you said a couple things tonight that I really believe is sort of the core of everything that we're doing, not only with the show, but what we want to do with the morning shows. And that is, you talked about how valuable personal development was. You know, and you talked about how the impact when you actually stepped away from it, and then you sort of got back into it. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you noticed that difference? Have you noticed that period of time when, you know, you just were off doing other things, and then you realize, you know, personal development has to become almost part of who you are as a person to make you better? I mean, do you feel that same way now?
Yeah, why don't you take it? No.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. I think that when we found ourselves removed from the habit of personal or self-development on a daily basis, you know, I almost liken it to religion. You know, I know for myself, when I connect from what I like to do for my religious beliefs, I feel a little lost. You know, I feel I need that sort of grounding. And it was sort of the same feeling with this. We have to go back to it because we missed it, because it grounded us. It made us think differently. It made us better people. It made us, I used the word depth in the recording, it gave us more depth and just a different outlook on life. So it was so important, and it's so important, we feel, in business across the board, traditional as well as network marketing. So it's part of our daily life. And you know, sometimes life gets in the way and we can't read what we want to read, or we don't listen to what we want to listen to. But it's so much part of us that we do go back to it when we realize we've stepped away.
Yeah, I just happened to look on Facebook. I know my wife posted something the other day, and it's from Darren Hardy. It says, "Do not use your stomach or your head as a trash can."
Right. Right.
And that's so true. You know, what you put in is definitely what you get out. So, you know, I'm not saying I go to the gym a couple of times a week. My wife tries to do it. But you do need to condition yourself, you know, everything, your mind, your body, your thoughts get clearer. Everything gets so much better when you're putting positive stuff into your mind. So I absolutely enjoy listening. I have audio books. My wife was kind enough to buy me one of those pillows that have built-in speakers, so I don't have to bother her. So I can go to bed been listening to a lot of this stuff. And these leaders are amazing. I mean, Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn and Maxwell and Eric Worre, and, you know, it goes on and on and on. These guys are, you know, they've done it. They've lived it. They understand it. They get it.
Well, you know, Tom, there's another side to all of this, and we always talk about personal development. It's also personal relationships, you know, and I know that you missed even our relationship. You know, we always are friends. We're like brothers. You know,
absolutely.
When you're not in business together, you know, you don't talk as often. You know, that's just how it is. You know, if you're not working on the same goal, you know, in a business, let's say, each and every day, we have more reason to talk now. And, you know, I've noticed the difference. I mean, to me, whenever it's like, okay, I can only take so much of calling Mr. Granger, you know, or him calling me. It's like, okay, I need a break. I need a break from him. I got to call. Oh, I got to get a hold of Tommy. And I'd call down, and you and I would just chat about things. And I think what happens is that is a form of personal development, too. It was brought about by network marketing. And I have just a lot of respect for both of you, and I am so thrilled. I love your name, by the way. That's a great, because I know it has so many meanings for you, and I know you can branch out, and we can help with that morning show and just make things exciting for people every Friday morning. And you're going to do Friday morning at 9 o'clock. And despite what Charlie said, half the reason I'm delaying his show is because, no, he doesn't always call me back. You know, so if you call me back, you may get out of the gate first. So keep that in mind. But Friday morning, 9 o'clock, blended with Tom and Andy Diadone. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. But I just want to just thank both of you for being our guests tonight. If you want to say thank you to our listeners, I'll give you one last shot, and then we're out of time. It makes the show go by quick, but it's all yours, Dave.
Dave, thank you so much for having us and for giving us this opportunity. We're really blessed and we're honored. And I think the best way I can say thank you to everybody listening is by saying ba-ba, Black Sheep.
Ba-ba.
What I could say is thank you. And, you know, we so look forward to helping the whole cause. And, you know, if we can just help one person, you know, just make a difference in one person's life, I think we've achieved our goal. That's what the beauty of our profession is, to go out and help as many people as we can. And I just, hopefully we can drive that home, that it's not a predatorial business, but it's truly a way to serve the masses. Someone said it, I believe it's in the great book, find a way to serve the many. Thank you for allowing us to do that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're absolutely correct. It's just a case where what we've tried to do from day one with this show is help one person at a time. And if our show does it each and every night or through our replays, we're up over 5,000 replays steadily each and every week. I can't wait to start tracking our morning shows. It's going to be exciting for everybody. But I want to personally thank you, Tom and Anne, not only for taking over the morning show, but also for being a close personal friend. It means more than you guys can ever imagine, and I'm not even going to let you respond to that. I'm going to hit the close, and everybody will see you again next week from Bob and I and all the friends here at Two Black Sheep Radio. You know, we love the fact that you're enjoying and listening with us each and every Thursday night.
Well, thank you all for joining us again tonight. Another episode of Two Black Sheep Radio. Wasn't it great having Tom and Andy Diadone on with their new upcoming morning show, The Morning Blend with Tom and Andy Diadone? I can't wait to build the information out on that one. Well, listen, everybody, we're going to continue this trend next week. I guess, let's see, who's left up there? We've done Charlie. We've done his show, which, by the way, I think he's naming that show, and we'll have it official out in the next few days, The America I See, or something close to that, with Charlie Melsner. And, of course, my good friend Bob Granger's Rock and Roll with Grange, which really has nothing to do with rock and roll, but, yeah, I don't know, it might. We'll see. And then we've got Tom and Andy Diadone with Blended in the Morning. And I'm thinking, like, names like Direct with Dave or Do It with Dave. I don't know. I mean, I'll come up with something that will work for all of us. But either way, if you want to listen to some of the past episodes, there's a lot of great ones out there. Make sure you go to twoblacksheepradio.com, and you can click on the iTunes link, and you can download every single episode for free or share it with your team and have a blast with it, just like we want you to. We appreciate all of you as our listeners, and remember this, being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.